talking about the mitzvah of. Let's go for this one more time. Olelos. Let's clarify what exactly that mitzvah is. We're going to speak about some of the basic details of that mitzvah, and then we'll speak about at least one or two important questions. Last thing at home that I needed for a section this year today. What are you going to do? Torah tells as follows in Vayikra Parakites. It's also the same din is found, at least Lechora, in Dvarim Parakav Dalet, and that is the following. V'charmcha lo se'olel, uferet karmcha lo se'laket, la'niv la'ger ta'azov ani Hashem el'keichem. Olelos is one of the matnos aniyim. It's something which we, when you come to take away, take the grapes from your vineyard, so there's a halacha called v'charmcha lo se'olel. The first thing to know is that the din of olelos seems to be a din which is limited to your kerem. It's limited to a vineyard. It's not something which is true with a regular field with produce. This is a halacha that's found in particular, when it comes to vineyards. Okay, that's what's there. You found it also in Devarim Chavdal, Kisiv Tzor Karmcha Lo Se'olel. That's what we're told. We're actually not going to speak exactly about what olelos are for a little bit. We're going to speak with some of the grapes on your vineyard that you leave. We're going to see it's a Machlokes HaRishonim what exactly it is, and what the nature of that Machlokes HaRishonim may even be. But at least for now, we're going to assume that when you come to take your grapes off, there are some that you leave as one of the matnos aniyim. There is both, just like some of the other mitzvahs that we saw in the Rambam as well, in the Sefer Chinuch, there's both a mitzvah aseh to leave it, as well as a los aseh. There's also a negative prohibition that you're not allowed to take it. Those are both an aseh and a los aseh. Sefer Chinuch, mitzvahs reish chaf and mitzvah reish chaf aleph. There are a variety of halachas that the Rambam quotes Hilchos Matnos Aniyim in Perek Dalet about the din of olelos. What exactly do I have to do with those grapes that I'm not taking? And we'll cover what those exactly are in a little bit. The Rambam tells as follows in Perek Dalet Halacha Yotes that Ein HaBalabayis Chayav lives through halelos Lidin Laniyim. There are some times where we know that when you talk about it, it's like giving stuff to a Kohen, or sometimes even with things like a mitzvah of tzedakah, you've chiyav to separate it and to give it over. Truma is an example. I don't just leave it there. I have a chiyuv of hafrasha, of separating it and then giving it to a kohen. Not so the mitzvah of olelos. That's a mitzvah which the Rambam tells us the Baal Bayis is not chay of liftzor. The Baal Bayis has no obligation at all to cut anything off and give it to the aniyim. Elahein bosons on la'atzman v'gargar yichid yaharehi olelos. And you have no actual requirement on your own. Let him take it off. You just leave it there, and he's going to, on his own, come along, and he is going to, and he's going to take it off. Okay. Another halacha, the Rambam tells us in Perek Dal, halacha Chaf Beis, Ein ha'aniyim zochen likach perva olelos, ache yaskil ba ha'kerem livtzor karmo. That the only time he can come and take these olelos, those individual grapes that the ani is going to get from the kerem, that's only when the Baal HaBayis has already begun the betzira, or when he's begun cutting and collecting the grapes. But prior to that, he is not allowed, the ani is not allowed to come and take, even presumably, those grapes that are going to be, those grapes that are going to be, eventually, olelos. That's what the Rambam tells us. There is a Mishnah. Can I borrow someone's sheet? Because I just, it's okay. There is an additional mitzvah here that's very important, an additional halacha. The Mishnah and Peya and Perek Zion, Halacha Zion, what's the halacha if I have a vineyard that's made up of only these particular kinds of grapes called olelos? What happens if my entire vineyard is made up of this? So Belezer says it goes to the Baal HaBayis, that it does not have the din of olelos. It can't be the entire vineyard is olelos. That's similar to like different discussions. Can I make my whole Sada Bikurim, the Mishnah Bikurim? Can I make my whole Sada Peya, the Mishnah Mesachis Peya? So here we have discussion, can your whole sadeh, can your whole kerem, sorry, be olelos? Belezer says, no, it has to go to the Baal HaBayis. Rabbi Kiva says, incorrect, you can have your whole thing, and it's going to actually go to, it's going to go to aniyim. So if you have all olelos, it's going to go entirely to aniyim. There is another discussion, we just keep on going to some of the basic halachas found, but then of olelos, and that's the following. The Tothvos Anse Shem in the Mishnah in Meseches Peya, and Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, Tovah Anse Shem has the following question. Let's assume for a second, we'll define this a little bit, that olelos are certain kinds of grapes. Does the din of olelos, when we say it requires a vineyard, is it dafka requires, has to be a chelek of a vineyard? Or let's say you have isolated grapes that happen to be growing somewhere, would you also have the same halacha of olelos or not? Would you also say halacha only if it's part of a vineyard? Or even if I have individual grapes, this chiyuv is still going to kick in. The Tovos Ansei Shem is mistopic about this. Tovos Ansei Shem does not know, says I'm not exactly sure what the halacha is. Does it have to be like only in the context of a vineyard can have these halachas or not? The Torah Zrayim in Maseches Peah there on that Mishnah, he points out, I'm not really sure why he is mistopic. Tosefta mifureshes hanal. It is a pella. What about the explicit tosefta? By the way, that in and of itself is just an unbelievable statement of Musar. I don't see a Musar slot, but the pella that you missed a tosefta is like, you know, happens to the best of us once in a while, I know. But in the tosefta itself, it's pretty clear that there's a din of olelos, even if it's not really a vineyard, even if it's just some isolated grapes, you may still have a din. You may still have a din of olelos. That's what the Torah Ram points out. Rav Zilberstein in the Chashuke Chemed and Peah Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Rav Zilberstein has an additional and very interesting question, and it'll be a good example for a question that's almost like some combination of a halachic question and a machshava question that I wanted to speak about, but unfortunately the makoros for that are currently sitting on my printer at home. That's what we call being sloppy. So, Rav Zilberstein has the following question. Let's assume that olelos are certain kinds of grapes that grow in a particular way. What if, says Rav Zilberstein, you have a kerem that has all olelos, not because it just happens to be that way, but rather biglal tipuach handasi, that rather it's because of handasim, what is that? Anyone that, army people?
Engineering,
that you have people, it's engineered to grow certain kinds of grapes that become like olelos. Is that going to be considered the din of olelos or not? It has the same shape and the same form, but what if you intentionally structure a kerem with those things? So lichora, the pashtus is that it doesn't really matter at all. The pashtus is that as long as you have the same shape and the same form, without a shadow of a doubt, it should still be the din of olelos. It shouldn't really matter one way or the other. However, Zilberstein suggests something interesting. He says, if you look in the Rambam Chokhmat HaNeim in Perek Dal Halacha Yedches, when Rambam does define what olelos really are, again, the details of which we will be'ezras Hashem be able to get to, one thing the Rambam says is, V'lama nikra shemo olel, why does it have this name of olel? V'mneishu l'shara eshkolos ke'olel le'ish. It is somehow like a smaller, almost like childlike, underdeveloped, youthful kind of a grape or kind of a cluster of grapes, and that is like a child relative to the real and normal grapes. And if Zilberstein points out that what the Rambam seems to tell us is that part of what makes something into olelos may be, it is more chulsha ucha'olel mi'ish. It is like a weaker form of a grape or of a vine. So if Zilberstein suggests, it could be that if you have olelos that are intentionally structured as such, the engineers come along and they're planting a certain kind to produce this, and it's not really weak relative to anything else. It's not what you intentionally want to have. And maybe even though it's small or has a certain shape, it's really stronger, maybe you could tie in that part of what olelos really are sort of like the weaker leftover ones. But if these are intentionally considered to be stronger, so maybe there wouldn't be a din of olelos. Says Rav Zilberstein, but isn't that a little bit more of like time at Dekra? Isn't that a little bit more of being Darshin and time of Dekra? It's called olelos because really it's weaker than other things. No, lichora, we have hagdaras and halacha for what it is. So Zilberstein suggests, well, you never really know. The fact that the Rambam quotes this line in the middle of Mishnah Torah and Perek Dal of Hilchos Manos HaNiyam tells us that maybe for the Rambam it's really part of the halacha itself. Maybe the halacha is not just a question of the shape and the form, again, speaking about that in a second, but rather it's something a little bit more than that. But rather it is something that it has to be weaker, but if it's intentionally done for this way, maybe it really wouldn't be done as olelos. That's a question that Rav Zilberstein has. What we've seen thus far is just a lot of different halachas about olelos. There's a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah losa aseh. It revolves around the kerem, although we're not sure. Is it dafka a kerem? Let's say it's individual grapes. Would this din apply? We saw that there's some discussion about how when it kicks in, we did speak about what if the kerem is all made out of olelos, what would the halacha be? The Rambam passing is likely to be a kiva that it all goes to aniyim. We spoke about how it only kicks in when you're actually boatzer. We spoke about how you don't have to do anything to it. You more or less leave it, and then the aniyim come. I'll ask you, I'll just frame an interesting question, which I want to talk about, but unfortunately you're not. The Sefer in Zeram called Chazon Nachum. Chazon Nachum asked an interesting question. It relates to the Rav Zilberstein piece and the Halach and the Rambam, which is the following. Generally speaking, a lot of the Manos Kahuna and Manos Aniyim that we give, we want to be of a high caliber and a high standard. Bikurim are the first fruits that we bring. That's going to be brought as one of the Matnos Kahuna. When we give tzedakah, we want to make sure on some level that we're not giving just like the leftover garbage. It's important to do in a kavodic way. It seems like olelos, at least as far as the Rambam describes it, is like the weaker and lower quality forms of grapes. So ask the Sefer Chazon Nachum, well, what exactly is going on here? That dafka the matnos aniyim we're leaving as like the weaker kind of grapes? Like, what exactly is happening? There are somewhat different suggestions. There's some quote from a comment of the Shlonko suggestion, the Chazon Nachum has own suggestion, different mahalchim, but it's an interesting question. In general, we like to give over the nicest things. This seems to be a stira to that. This seems to be that we're dafka intentionally given over some things that are more leftover, some things that are not really considered to be as chashuv, and that's something which I guess on some level is worthy of thinking about. Even when you talk about, you know, peya, leket, and shicha, none of those things are lower quality. You know, the peya is the corner of your field, but mehech tastes worse than anything else. And leket, the things you have to drop, or shicha, things you forget, those aren't lower quality. Those are equal quality that you're giving to the aniyim, and that's over in the more covetic way to give tzedakah. Now, this is a matnos aniyim, which is given in a bit of a weaker way, a bit of a kasha as to why exactly that may be. Some think it may have some impact on the Baal Bayis, a zeich leitzis mitzrayim kind of an idea. Hopefully another time we'll have the opportunity to summarize that. I actually would really like to, and I'm a little bit frustrated since my fourth time referencing that I left it at my printer this evening. Okay. What exactly is olelos, though? What exactly is olelos? So that's actually a real question. It's actually a real question. And we will, let's talk about it a little bit. But it definitely made me feel more comfortable that it's really not entirely so clear. I want to ask, I'll frame the question a little bit. I'll just read this in terms of, I'll give you just the summary. It seems to be between the Rambam and the Ramban. I'll read it to you from the Mitzvah HaMelech as far as how he summarizes part of it. And it's a Mitzvah HaSei, Kuf Chaf Gimel. And I think it's nice to see it like this. Ulam be'ikir mitzvahs olelos kanir'esh shenechalku harishonim mahu. What exactly is the mitzvah of olelos? Imhu inyan bifnei atzmo. Is there this new thing called olelos? That requires some definition of what that is. That'll be the Ramban. O dezehu gufa mitzvahs peya bikerem. We know that peya applies to a field. Olelos applies to a vineyard. There's a group of rishonim that maintain. If you look as an example, I don't know if you have it on the sheet, because I give it one page, but it's a couple mikoros that seem to point to this. What does the Sefer Achina call the mitzvah of olelos? Lahaniach peya bikerem. The same isn't of peya, of leaving a section of the peya, of the field for aniyim. There's an inyan to leave a section of the vineyard for aniyim. So says the Sefer Achina, because the Sefer Achina has it. The Rashbam in his Perish Al HaTorah even, I'm sorry, I'm like, so not. The Rashbam even writes as follows. Look at the Rashbam interprets the term. Lo se'olel peya mashma. In that sense, whatever you say about peya on a field, you're going to say, well, that's exactly what olelos are on a kerem. There's a certain section that you're supposed to leave. Not the section I forgot about, not the section I dropped, but a certain section that you're supposed to take everything, you're supposed to leave it on some level. Where the peya exactly is, you know, on the olelos, I guess it's not entirely clear to me what exact section, you know, you're going to be leaving. I think something there, yeah.
Point to that, it's not seeming
like... Imagine answer your question, yeah.
It's not seeming like the weaker part of that.
Okay, okay. So it does seem, if you put the Rambams together, but we'll see in a second, is that really the weaker part or not? If I just look at the Rambam, I don't know if I get the feeling that it's the weaker part. In the Kapach edition, of the Rambam, it's lahaniach es hasheirius hanish eres bekerem. It sounds like it's a little bit of leaving like the leftover section. Bishaf b'sir peiros of lahaniach. If ever you look in the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvot, the Sefer Achina quotes the Mitzvah Reish of Aleph. Let's look at it there. At the Rambam writes as follows: says that Achina shulachalos kol haperos. Don't take everything of a aniyach man peya la aniyim. leave a little bit for the aniyim. However, v'haramban zechorim levracha, the Ramban is commentary and say for mitzvos, the Ramban argues the amar ki kulo ta'us, the amar ki lav divikarmcha miyucha dafka bekerem. This is unique halacha on kerem. It's not the kerem version of peya. The unique halacha of who she yinaniach ba kol ha'anavim haktanim she'ein lam ktaf vanetef. That what it is there are. There's really a mishnah and a tape. It's a mishnah in Meseches Peya. What is the definition of olelo? Let's look at the mishnah and peya in Perek Zayin lachadalet. Kol she'ein lo chatef velo natef. Says the Ramban, it's about there are these smaller kinds of young grapes in the vineyard. There are young grapes in the vineyards, individual grapes, that do not have whatever the katef and natef is, certain qualities that you find sometimes with clusters of more developed grapes. Machloksim in the Rosh there, look in the Rosh, in the Bartanura, in the Rambam, all there. On that Mishnah Peah, what exactly it is. But it's these individual kinds of grapes that are younger in a certain sense, or of a weaker kind of a disposition that are really going to stand on their own. For the Ramban, that's what it is. It's not the grape, the kerem version of peya. It's a new mitzvah to leave these things over. The Ramban claims the Rambam in Mishnah Torah agrees with him, but the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, he thinks the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos holds really the version of peya. I want to share with you just an interesting thought. It's a mahalach of the mitzvahs hamelech that hopefully can try to clarify some of what is here in the sugya. The mitzvahs hamelech has a kasha, and the kasha is a very, very, it's a very, very good and simple kasha. There is a gemara in Meseches Chulin on daf kuflamed aleph amid aleph. The gemara tells us, arba matnos aniyim shebekerem, that whenever you have a vineyard, there are four different matnos aniyim that get offered from a vineyard. What are they? One of them is peret, we'll tell you what that is. One of them is olelos, that we're talking about right now. One of them is shichicha, and one of them is peya. Point out the mitzvah hamelech, lichora, is it not explicit in the Gemara, what are the four things with your vineyard that you leave for aniyim? So two of them are olelos and peya. Olelos and peya. Clearly what you see in Chazal is that olelos and peya are different. If you're the Rashbam, maybe I'm not that bothered by that because the Rashbam is explaining things to Pshuto Shel Mikra on some level. He says, okay. But how could you claim, Rambam, Sefer Achinach, that Peya, that Olelos are the Peya version on a Kerem, Hare they're not. They're counted separately. So what exactly is going on here? So asks the Mitzvah Hamelach. Clarity in the question so far? One, two, and... He offers the following answer. He says as follows. Maybe one could suggest like this. According to the Rambam, the Rambam fundamentally agrees with the Ramban. The Rambam fundamentally agrees with the Ramban that there's a new din called Olelos. The din called Olelos, certain kinds of grapes, that's why the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, it's a lower quality of grape, identify it by not having a shoulder, whatever that means. Again, that the way that the vineyards sort of like weighed down and fall down at the bottom. It doesn't have all the same qualities. It is a new din called Olelos. However, says the Rambam as follows, there is also a requirement to leave Peya in a Kerem. Just whenever you leave Olelos, those Olelos also count for the din of Peya in a Kerem. Then what's the din of Peya? The din of Peya is you can't take everything. You have to leave a section. So when I leave Olelos, what am I really doing? When I leave Olelos, I'm Mekayim the independent mitzvah of Olelos. At the same time, I'm also Mekayim the din of Peya in a Kerem. Because I've left a certain section. Because I've left a section. That's how he suggests. In light of that, he notes the following. If ordinarily certain grapes, those weaker kind of grapes, the more youthful, under not as developed grapes, you're Mekayim both the mitzvah of Olelos, and you're also Memela, Mekai, and the mitzvah of Peya, because I've left things over, still, end of the day, those are two different dinim. So the mitzvah of the Melech suggests the following. He says, Ve'enam tluyim ze bazet. He says, therefore, it's possible, theoretically, to have one without the other. As an example. The Shita Rabbi Kiva that we saw, which is how we paskin, if you have a kerem, which is entirely olelos. So Rabbi Akiva holds kulo le'aniyim. Kulo le'aniyim. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, that will be a kiyum of the din of olelos, but you will not be yotze the mitzvah of peya if the entire kerem is a vineyard. How come I won't be yotze the mitzvah of peya? Because the din of peya, the Rama Paskins in Perak Beis, in Perak Yud Aleph, sadeu peya, eno mekayim mitzvah peya. So there are times where it may be, again, maybe putter for other reasons, but there are times where you could have one without the other if both of these mahalchim really exist. That's at least one such example. Yeah?
Like, I'm confused in general, but also, can you just say there's, like, if olelos doesn't, let's say you only have a tiny bit of olelos, and then there's not enough to also count for peya, could that also work as the case where you have olelos?
Maybe. Depending on how much you need of the kerem for peya.
Also, could I clarify what the deal is with
probably not.
The entire field as peya, it doesn't count as peya?
Yeah, the lach of peya, there are certain manos aniyim that you can make entirely. I can make kol sadeh, utmost that kol sadeh would be kurim, but maybe I can't make some things you require, like you require leftovers. Sometimes some things you can't make my entire, I can't say my whole field is peya. The din of peya is something was taken, it's all that's left. I can't say I'm taking the Rambam Paskins, I can't make my entire field into peya. I don't have that capacity. Peya by definition is part of it's taken, and there's a section that I leave. There's a section that I leave over.
If it's all olelos, then you're not yotze
peya. Yeah, it's all olelos, then you're not yotze peya. Theoretically, you could. If you could construct a case, it's possible
that.
Meaning, if I didn't leave my olelos, I left a different section, I'd be mekayim the din of peya, and not mekayim the din of olelos. If I didn't leave those particular grapes, that's a different section of grapes or things like that. Okay, let's chazal we saw, because it is 10:29. We saw the following tonight. There is a mitzvah of olelos. Again, it could be the next. We'll have one more, like one of the mitzvahs on manos aniyim. Then we'll speak about some general manos aniyim issues, hopefully, in the remaining weeks that we have in Choref's man. But this chazer, what we saw tonight, there's a din of olelos. It's found in Chumash in two different contexts. You have to leave them, and it's usher to take them. It's a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah slos saseh. The ani doesn't. I don't have to cut them down for the aniyim. I don't have to separate it to any kind of maisa. I just leave them for the aniyim to be able to take. The ani can only take once I start taking myself, then he's allowed to take. Does it have to be part of a kerem? What if it's individual grapes? The Tobas Anshei Shem is not so sure. Torah's Ram thinks the Mefurish Tosefta that it is called that. What if my entire field olelos? That's a machlokes in the Mishnah. We paskin that it's still considered to be a din of olelos, even if your entire field consists of that. We spoke about what if it's like genetically engineered to be olelos. Would that be a little bit different? In fact, olelos in some level appear to have a weaker disposition. What if they're stronger and intentionally done as such? Would they still be din olelos? Pashtas, yes. Zilberstein, well, maybe you can make an argument that they would not. We asked the question, well, normally manos aniyim, things like that, we want to have a higher quality. Here it seems on some level to be of a lower quality. What exactly is going on? We then were able to speak about what exactly olelos are. For the Rashbam, for the Sefer HaChinuch, some would suggest for the Rambam also, the din of olelos is essentially simply you have to leave a corner of your field, that leaves part of my vineyard for aniyim. Nothing more than peya. I have to leave a little bit, put it aside for our name. Not the section that I dropped or the sections that I forgot about, but I have to leave a certain section. The Ramban is very clear. He thinks it's pshat in the Mishnah. The Ramban thinks it's pshat in the Pasuk. That the din of olelos, so there are certain kinds of grapes that you have to make sure that you're going to leave for aniyim. And the Mitzvah Nel makes a suggestion for the Rambam that maybe the Rambam really agrees with the Ramban. Olelos are certain kinds of grapes. Just the Rambam holds that whenever you leave those grapes over, you're also mekayim the din peya that is considered to be found there. Shkai, guys, have a wonderful evening.